95.3 The Range, the All-Star Morning Show. Good morning. I'm Chuck Taylor. On the phone with us, we've got a clinical specialist in orthopedic physical therapy and sports performance training coach, Bill Fabrizini, who is one of the authors of Younger Next Year, the exercise program, a new book that is out. And let me tell you, this is an amazing book. I've been reading it for the last week and a half.
I'm glad you like it, and a great way to start your new year and learning how to exercise and incorporate it into your life.
Well, especially me, because in radio, we're pretty sedentary. And, sit around and don't do a whole lot of exercise like a lot of jobs. And I just hit 49 last year. So I really need to do something. And this book, the exercises that you got in here, especially starting out with the warm-ups, it's shown me a lot of things that I need to do.
Yeah, it's you hit it right on the head. It's critical as we age that this book really shows you the how to exercise. And it could be things as simple as if you're going to be sitting all day, how do you prepare your body for going to work or even for exercise? How do you do a warm-up properly and get your joints moving? Because as we know, we lose mobility, flexibility as we age. We lose strength as we age. Our quality of life goes down. So how do you properly strength train to keep your balance, to keep your body proportionally developed? To reduce the risk of arthritis and all these other chronic overuse ailments that are very much to a degree reversible, at least can be pushed back quite a bit.
Well, if there's somebody like me who hasn't done a lot of exercise, and I'm talking probably in the last 5 years, I've been just basically sitting on my butt, what would you recommend? How would they start out? I know obviously you want to talk to a doctor first before you start any exercise.
Sure. You have to be sure, you don't have medical conditions that are so bad that you have to be, but even if you do, you're going to start an exercise program. You just might have to do it under the guidance of a professional. But for most people, the key is going to be getting moving. And when I say that, it's going to be learning how to just start stretching gently and moving your joints in a safe manner, which we cover in the book, beginning some aerobic exercise program. And for a lot of people, it's not about getting fit. It's about getting healthy. And slowly moving, whether it's in the form of walking, using aerobic exercise machines, or just stationary in your house moving, something to get your blood going, which has an anti-inflammatory effect on your body. And as we know, inflammation is the thing we hear about in the news all the time that's killing us.
And I found something interesting in the book. You know, most people think, oh, I need to work out two or three times a day. But according to this book, we really need to work out more than that.
Well, it's not two or three times a day. It's per week that you were referencing. Yeah, we really emphasize 6 days a week, and 4 to 5 days is just good aerobic exercise, like doing the warm up to get your joints moving every day, because we so badly in our country need to get our joints moving, get our body flexible, improve our mobility, because we're just falling apart with our posture and our strength. So we got to set our joints up to move, which can take 10 minutes. And then we recommend aerobic exercise 4 or 5 times a week, where you work up to 45 minutes to an hour, which has all the positive benefits of where you start to burn fat and you start to reverse inflammation, chronic inflammation, all these positive benefits. And then strength training 2 or 3 times a week, where we start to get stronger and reverse what's called sarcopenia, because as we lose muscle mass, we get weaker and we start to break down, and that leads to a whole bunch of chronic ailments and increased risk of falling and just poor quality of life. So this book really gives you a structured how to do it, and I think if people knew how to do it, they would likely do it.
Especially when you get into the exercises, it really does, because you start with the warm-ups, and then you go from the warm-ups into the strength training. And I mean, you talk about the 25 sacred exercises. There's a lot in here. This is really a useful guide that you probably want to take with you to the gym to see how to do everything right.
Yeah, and what you find is that as you continue with a habit of doing it regularly, you don't need to carry it with you all the time. It becomes just, we find a lot of people after 2 or 3 weeks of doing it, they have it just becomes a habit. It's instinctual, and then they'll go back and refer to it every once in a while. But they are doing the Sacred 25, which is simple things like learning how to squat properly, which is what you need to do when you sit in a chair, how to lunge properly, which is what you do when you go up and down stairs, and then you learn how to overload and to build more muscle development and improve your balance and improve your coordination. It really improves the quality of your life.
And another thing that I really love about this book is that it tells you you don't have to spend a lot of money to get fit either. Because, you know, a lot of people think, oh, I've got to buy all this exercise equipment. And really, you don't have to do that.
No. For a lot of people, it's going to be just starting with body weight. And then when you progress to weight, it's going to be some dumbbells, some tubing, and it can be done in your home. It's nice to do things, of course, with other people and get involved in a gym, but for some people that's not always possible. The key is to start and get moving, and then the sky's the limit.
Let me ask you one more question before I let you go. Talk about the astonishing importance of strength training. How important is strength training?
It's the magic. I don't want to say the magic bullet, but a lot of the problems we see as we age, especially as we really people prematurely age, you know, arthritic type of pain and joint pain, is really a function of just poor strength. They can't support their joints any longer. And if you can't support your joints with your muscles, the load goes to your soft tissues, your ligaments, your cartilage breaks down. So it's astonishingly important to reduce pain, but it's important, again, quality of life. You'll move better. You'll have better balance. You're either going to, as I said, as Chris says, that one of the authors, Chris Crowley, you rot and decay or you grow. Your body will be stimulated. You'll be stronger. You move more freely. You actually become fundamentally younger.
Yeah, it's amazing because it talks about how as you exercise, your body breaks down and builds back up the centers, and you can actually regrow and make your body, as you said, younger.
Yeah, you fundamentally, we have people now, and we see who are in their 60s, but from a functional age, they're more like their 40s or 30s because they move so well, they're strong, they don't get tired, they have energy, they have passion, they have drive, and they look better as well. You reshape your body, you don't have this fat gut. There's a lot of motivations from a perspective of looking better, feeling better, having more energy, more drive, quality of life.
Well, the book is called Younger Next Year, The Exercise Program. I highly recommend it. I, myself, am going to start working on the warm-ups and then build my way to the strength training and everything else so that I can get younger and get fit and make sure that I do everything that I need to do to be there for my kid. Bill Fabrizini, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
My pleasure. Happy New Year.
Chuck Taylor!